You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
The sheriff that had been part of the investigation, although not even the lead sheriff on the investigation, which I'm finding interesting, released photos. They released a photo on Instagram accidentally, and I believe it was accidentally. I don't think anybody's trying to go post pictures of Maddie's corpse. But I guess the bigger question is, why was this photo so easily accidentally postable on Instagram? I'm assuming this was probably on his personal device. Thumb got a little too fat and oops, clicked a second photo when you weren't intending to. I mean, that is scary in itself, that this would be on his phone.
You know, when you're dealing with a child death case, it's extremely sensitive. You've got to be extraordinarily careful in terms of the investigation itself, in terms of the public's perception of that investigation. And here, to make such a careless error in such a grave circumstance, I think could cause the public to lose a little bit of trust in law enforcement as they're pursuing this. Like I said, like you said, it's probably an inadvertent thing that happened, but my gosh, what a terrible error.
Well, it seems like there's a very lax policy there with the Osceola Sheriff's Department, because there was also another picture that was posted by another member of the staff, kind of like getting a selfie as Stefan was doing his perp walk. Very distasteful. That one a bit more intentional, though.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, in this social media world, things have changed so much. You know, we have even in the Elijah McClain case out of Colorado, my home state, mm-hmm. the police officers and I believe one of the paramedics were taking like selfies, you know, after the incident, and those eventually did leak. And so, you know, if you're in law enforcement, if you're in law in general, this is evidence. And you're talking about a dead girl's body. You've got to be way more careful than this. And I think that, you know, posting anything publicly could be prejudicial to their case.
Well, it's scary. I mean, are we entering just a different phase of life in the world of how people are doing things? And this is going to be more common. I mean, you know, amongst officers, you know, how often does this sort of thing happen where there's evidence photos that are shared around, you know, in a high profile case? I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I don't know if it's kind of like, you know, did you see this? Like, obviously you shouldn't be doing that, but I gotta imagine, you know, people are humans. And does this happen more than we think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of think about a lot of people take photos at work. They take photos of their desk or coworkers. That's kind of normal. But in law enforcement, I don't think that's an exception. I think that those are humans too, who kind of document their own life in a way that they see fit, sometimes sharing with other folks. I remember when I was in the DA's office, there were some people who had stuff on their phones that I said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I think it is careless, but common.
That's the interesting thing. It's almost, I don't want to say, maybe it is a generational thing where for some, this is just not remotely acceptable. And for others, I don't think they even realize that this is inappropriate.
Totally. I think there's that generational divide there where sort of the younger folks have just grown up with this being so ubiquitous in their life that they don't even give a second thought to it. Whereas a more senior person might say, hey, if you've got a phone of a dead child on your phone, this could be a problem.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now